Good morning. Today is Sunday, the 15th of January, 2011, and I'm just doing a little audio boo to tell you about something that I'm working on with my dear friends, Chloe and Kate, friends of the iMake podcast. Chloe recommended a really beautiful shawl knitting pattern to me called Damask, and Kate and I were going to do a knit-along together, and then suddenly it all fell into place that we thought it would be a nice idea for the three of us to all knit damask together. Chloe has knitted it before, so she's something of a guru in this department. And, you know, while we got chatting about it, we thought, what the heck, why don't we open this up to iMake podcast listeners and blog readers and anyone who follows us on Ravelry. Chloe and Kate also have their own fantastic blogs, so we thought we'd create or co-host our own knit-along. It's very exciting because none of us have actually co-hosted a knit-along before, so we might not be doing things quite correctly, but essentially what we've done is, first I've blogged about it, so if you have a look at imake.gg and go to the blog post dated today, 15th of January, it's called Join Our Knit-Along, and that's got all the information in it and all the links, and actually I will post this audio boo to the blog post. That sounds quite confusing, but I know what I mean. And that gives you all the information. I've set up a thread in the iMake podcast group in Ravelry. So if you'd like to join that, that'd be a really nice place to chat and share our progress pics and that sort of thing. Also, if you're on Twitter, which I know many of you are, use the hashtag DamaskKAL and then we can track what everyone's up to. There aren't going to be any rules as such for the knit-along. It's very informal. It's just me, Kate and Chloe knitting the same thing and hoping that a few other people will join us. It's great. If you haven't done a knit-along before, it's actually really good fun because if, for example, you get stuck on a part of the pattern, you can ask somebody else who's knitting it and, you know, and they will help you. And it's got a real community feel to it. And so it's actually a really good way to try a slightly more challenging knitting pattern than perhaps you've done previously, because there's always that help available. So I do recommend it. It's good fun. I think you'll like the pattern as well. It looks like very intricate, complex lace. But Chloe assures me that it's not too tricky and it's very logical. And if you use stitch markers to mark out where the lace is, you'll be absolutely fine. Obviously, it would help if you've had some basic lace knitting experience before. So if you want to join us, just check out my blog post on imake.gg, search for Join Our Knit Along. It's actually the most recent blog post, so if you do it soon, you'll see it straight away. Leave me a comment on the blog, or if you want to just join up the Ravelry, the iMake podcast Ravelry group, and leave a comment on the thread there, that's absolutely fine. Just to let us know that you're joining us, then get your yarn, or rather get your pattern first, get your yarn, get your needles, and start knitting. It's a good stash buster, because I think we could be able to get a shawl out of 100 gram sock yarn skein, so if you're on a yarn diet like me, hopefully you won't have to buy any new yarn. The pattern is just a couple of pounds, $5, I think, off the top of my head. So it's good value because it's something like a 17-page pattern. It's excellent with written instructions and, you know, charts as well. Do purchase your own patterns. Don't sort of share them around between friends because that doesn't help our independent knitwear designers at all. Sorry if there's a bit of background noise with this audio boo. My cat is purring very loudly, so she's very keen to get involved in this audio boo. So that's all from me. I hope I've remembered to say everything, but if I haven't, I think all the information is on the blog post I mentioned. So check out imake.gg and join us for a knit-along.